Be responsible, men and women in this world, with a godly, awesome, respectful fear in your life of who the Lord is. Now, there's two reasons given to you to have this fear. The first one is given in verse 17, because the Lord is the judge who will judge every man impartially. God is not a softy and a pushover. He's a judge. Loving, but very faithful. He has no partiality. And the last one says, remembering with what you were redeemed, not with perishable things like silver and gold. Were you redeemed with the empty way of life that was handed down to you from your forefathers? But you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him, you believe in God who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Now, the last one, the last command, the last fruit that God is looking for. Verse 22, now that you have purified yourselves, by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers. What are the next three words? Love one another. Underscore it, please. Love one another. Deeply. From the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. So listen to the four commands. Let your life be anchored with a hope of Christ's soon return. Live holy, separated lives to your God. Let the fear of who your God really is be an awesome, reverent thing within you that causes you to live responsibly in this world. And learn to love one another sincerely. Can you imagine what would happen to our lives if those four commands became the central watchword of our entire living? Let's bow together before him, shall we? Julie, would you please, Spirit of the Living God, again, fall fresh on me. Father, as we have heard your word this morning, we realize, Lord, that we'll never be able to accomplish this kind of a task in our flesh. But we are so grateful that you have sent the Holy Spirit, the precious Holy Spirit, to us. Holy Spirit, come. We need you so much. Come amongst us. Do your perfect work this morning in every one of our lives. And while all of us are praying right now, I wonder how many in this room know that you need Jesus Christ. Your life is filled with sin. Sin that you can't shake no matter how hard you try. You need a Savior. You need somebody to reach down and pick you up out of your sinful way of life and lift you out of it and turn you around. You need a Savior. You'd like somebody to pray with you this morning that Jesus Christ would come and save you from your sin. Will you please lift your hand way up high? If you're here like that right now, lift it way up high. We want to pray with you. Please hold it up high so I can easily see it. Yes, over here's a hand up in the balcony. God bless you. Others, quickly, please lift it up high. Over here, another one in the balcony. God bless you. Right down here, I see that hand. God bless you, my dear. God bless you. Are there others back there? God bless you. Oh, precious Spirit of God. Others, quickly, the Spirit of the Lord is calling you. Your heart is thumping like it's going to jump out of your chest. You feel so needy, and yet you don't want to raise your hand. Will you please obey the call that's coming to you from the Spirit? Please lift up your hand right now. Where are you? Right back there. God bless you. God bless you. Are there others? Quickly. This is the last call. This is our last call. Will you lift it up? Lift it up high. Yes, way back there in the balcony. God bless you, sir. I'm so glad you obeyed the call. God bless you. Anybody else on this last call back there? God bless you, dear. God bless you. All of you who raised your hands, it's the greatest desire of our heart to minister to you right now and to let the Holy Spirit minister to you through us. We have people that are all ready to pray with you. So every one of you who raised your hands and all of you that are coming to pray with them, will you come to this door on my extreme right? On your extreme right, my extreme left, right here in the front. Every one of you that raised your hands, come quickly right now, and the altar workers are coming along with them. Spirit of the living God, full fresh. You in the balcony that raised your hands, please come quickly. The ushers will show you the way right down to this room. Spirit of